Hello, my friends. We're moving into a few exciting days ahead of us. November 2nd and 3rd are resonating with the throat chakra. And as we have Venus in Virgo, Neptune's in Pisces, and Sun opposite Jupiter, this challenges us in the way we communicate with our friends and loved ones. Venus in Virgo wants precise and practical communication, while Neptune in Pisces looks for the creative and imaginative expression. As we look at Sun opposite Jupiter, it looks at our beliefs and values that we want to share with others. So as you can see, there's many challenging aspects of communication that come together in this time of the throat chakra. So as you sit on your chair or on your couch, allow yourself to relax and take a few deep breaths. You may close your eyes and gently look downward with your eyes, as if you're looking to something on the ground in front of you. Contrary to when we're doing the meditation with the third eye, where you actually raise your eyebrows and focus more upwards, actually focusing more downward now. And as you breathe in and out, focus all your energy and attention on the throat area. And when you've done the exercises of the last days, remember we surrendered with the crown chakra. We opened up for receiving intuition, wisdom, new directions via the third eye, visualizing them, using our imagination. But now we want to move more towards a manifestation those thoughts and ideas into words. Allow yourself to focus on the throat chakra, while these thoughts, ideas, that intuition become words. Try to give words to those visions that you had. How would you communicate these with a friend, a partner, a colleague? Whether these are personal ideas or work-related, emotional, practical, part of an imaginative self-expression, very practical aspect of life. Just give words to all these thoughts, all these ideas, and think about how to best communicate them. And you may even say those things aloud. And as you say them, feel how they resonate in your body. Do they make you feel excited? or are a bit nervous or anxious, try to allow yourself to feel. When you speak those words, that the feelings that you feel might be there just to energize you, to empower you. Whenever you want to give a presentation at work or for friends, you might feel nervous. And that's the preparation stage. It doesn't have to feel good. But once you're doing what you're supposed to do or agree to do, you're giving the presentation, you're speaking in front of people, that nervous energy will be there to support you, to empower you. And you will be in a flow of self-expression. So become friends with those feelings. Learn your own vocabulary. How does your body react to the words spoken with conviction and belief and confidence that you can do it? But as you speak those words, and maybe later when you talk to a friend, a partner, a colleague, your loved ones, also try to listen. As you speak, listen to your feeling, your body, but also be aware how the person who's listening to you responds. Will you give time for them to respond to you? Give feedback. Because especially in this time, there is a tendency to speak from self and not caring how the other person feels about it. So how far are you willing to go to share what is personal? But also in a way that you care, that the other person might want to share something personal. So it becomes a dialogue. And try to use this meditation as a way to prepare. Imagine a communication going on. Think about what you want to share and also say what you want to share. Be clear, be confident. And again, feel the throat area. Be very aware of how the throat feels and also how you sound the moment you start speaking. Does your voice change? Do you adjust? What is your sound? Do you speak with a confident tone? Or is there in your own voice, your own sound, a hint of insecurity? And be mindful for your voice. Because the more you become aware of the sound of your own voice, the more control you will get in the way that you will manifest and voice your dreams. No maybe, maybe this, maybe this, but I will. Be confident and at the same time sensitive. Because I will could also be will we, where you join in with others. Be mindful of how the words that you speak are in alignment with your true self. And ask yourself, what limitations or fears might be hindering my self-expression? And how can I overcome them to open my throat chakra more fully? And you might want to use the following affirmation. I confidently share my beliefs and values, fostering meaningful and expansive conversations with others. I confidently share my beliefs and values, fostering meaningful and expansive conversations with others. And just allow yourself to sit a few moments, just gently breathing in and out, focusing on the throat chakra. And as you speak in the next few days, be mindful also to listen. Namaste.